got to use the faith of God to make it work. See, you've got your own resurrection inside of you.
Your resurrection lays inside of you in your spirit. I know when Jesus died on the cross, his soul descended into hell and preached to the souls that were in prison, that repented not the long-suffering days of Noah. His body went into the grave. But before he died, he committed his spirit into the hands of God. Into thy hands commend my spirit. So you see, his spirit went to God, his soul went to hell, his body went to the grave. Now, that spirit that was in him was the spirit of God. That spirit in sundry times and divers manners anointed the prophets to bring the message to the people. In the last days, through Christ, now in these days here, through the gospel. Now, when we receive Christ into our heart, there's all that we have need of. There's eternal life. Now, Christ could not come back until 3 days was fulfilled, because his spirit was behind a screen, like a bar, like this, that he could not cross over that bar, because it was a spoken word of God that he was to lay in the grave for 3 days and three nights. Now he could not come back until that 3 days and nights was up. Then when 3 days and nights was up, his spirit was loosed. It went directly to his soul, and his soul came back and picked up the body and fulfilled what he said, I have power to lay my life down. I have power to take it up. I have power. Now, each one of you have power the same way, because you are sons and daughters of God. And the very spirit that's in you this morning, the Holy Spirit that's in you this morning, that same Holy Spirit will raise you up. So you have power to raise yourself back up. When you die, your soul will go into under the altar of God, right in the presence of God. Now your spirit will go to God, but you cannot come back. Remember the Bible said the spirit, the souls are on the altar crying, Lord, how long, how long? And they could not return until the scriptures fulfilled. Like Christ cannot return until the scriptures fulfilled. Then after all has been done, all the suffering's over, the brother has suffered the same things, or we've suffered like they suffered, and so forth. Then on that day, you'll know exactly where you're buried. Your spirit will be turned loose from God and will come to the soul. Now the soul is that part of you who knows and understands your intelligence. You remember the vision I had not long ago, and the little translation went into that place and saw those people?
Amen.
Now your spirit will come back to that. were having services this week of those seven seals, and they brought a sick child, I believe. And if you're here now, sir, remember, you cannot, your faith will have to go for that child if it's a little infant child. But let me take another scripture, if it's all right.
All right, Brother.
Just remember, now in the gospel, we read over in the 16th chapter, I believe, of the Acts, or that Paul and Silas was in prison one night. And they've been beaten because they cast the devil's spirit out of a fortune-telling girl. And it was, and she, her masters, had gotten angry about it and beaten him, put him in prison. And then when they did that, well, Paul and Silas was praying, and God sent an earthquake and shut the jail down. The Philippian jailer being sent to arrange which to lose his prisoners was to be his own life and have to pay for the prisoners. He pulled his sword and was going to commit suicide when Paul ran forth and said, "Do yourself no harm, we're all here." And this centurion had saved some impression they had had about Paul and them. They might have sung hymns, they might have testified or done something. But whatever it was, they know that they were holy men. They know there was something different about those men because quickly he asked, "What must I do to be saved?"
Amen.
"What must I do to be saved?" Now Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
And thy house shall be saved.
Amen.
What about if believing on the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't mean that his salvation would save the house, but if he's got enough faith in God for his own salvation, he has the same faith for his house. And his house will have to come in.
Amen.
The same thing. Same thing Job did, as I said the other night down in Georgia at a meeting. I said, "Job," he said, "now I don't know if my children have sinned, but what if they have sinned?" And Job had one thing to do to be righteous, that was offer a burnt offering. He said he would offer the burnt offering if his children had sinned, then they would be forgiven of their sin. And it was a good thing that father does. That's a good thing he fathered. We need more of those kind of fathers today. And Job offered the burnt offering. That's before his tragedy set in. But when his children was all killed, and his sheep all destroyed, and all he had taken, he's sitting on the ash heap in back of his house, scraping himself with a piece of crop. Did you notice? After the days of his tragedy, when God began to restore to him again, where he had 10,000 cattle or so forth, he restored double his sheep and double his men. But they noticed, and God also gave Job his seven children. You ever think where they were at? That burnt offering stood Lord, and let's be in prayer for these people who are coming. Our Heavenly Father, we pray to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ, these poor, sick, suffering humanity that's in this terrible, disastrous condition. I believe, I know that your words are true. They are so true. They cannot fail because they are God's eternal and everlasting words. They are all powerful like God is because they are a part of it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Now we believe that, Lord, with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all that's inside of us, we believe it. And I've tried in a simple, childlike way to present it to the people that they might understand and know that the power of God lays within them. They can only have their faith and follow God's orders. That's how they were saved. They come and repented of their sins and was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. According to the Bible of Acts 2 and 9, Peter said that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in a period of time. Just as that is because it's God's word made manifest. Oh, now the same thing, Father, we know is true when we are not the sick with oil and pray over the prayer of faith shall save the sick.
Yes.
God shall raise them up.
Thank
God. May each one lead us all around this place this morning, so having rejoicing and knowing that God is healed.
Amen.
Lord, be made well. Lord, we commit them to thee now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may each one be healed and catch the vision. What it means, like Abraham, call those things which are not as though they were.
Amen.
No matter what the result is, that has nothing to do with faith.
Hallelujah.
The result is nothing. Faith's already come to hold. And faith is the substance of things
hoped
for, and the evidence of things not seen. God, may it sink deep in their heart for their need. I go as your humble servant to stand here along with other servants and pray, God, to put in our hearts for these sick people. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody said Brother Ethel Beaver was in the building. Now, I think there's another minister here today in prayer this morning. We would like to ask all the ministers here what we are. He can come up here and stand around his altar with us. Please, Brother. Brother Ben, thank you. Come out and stand around here at around the altar so we can have prayer with these people making us all better. They play the song and the ministers are taking their place here, so we each one can make it in the home. Let's see coming down across the mountain now. I see a man coming, but any different from any other man. He's just an ordinary man. Kind of small in body, rather frail. As we see, look his eyes down upon a scene taking place down at the back. It was his apostles. They had a boy down there that had epilepsy. And no doubt what they were saying, healing, Lord, healing. But you see, just saying healing, Lord, healing won't do it. That just won't do it. There's got to be something behind that healing, Lord, healing. And if I can get you to believe that, and to believe that with all your heart, you're going to be healed. If I get you to really see the vision, I look over the science center, maybe shake, maybe push harder. Believe it, brother, believe it. Hallelujah, believe it. Healing, Lord, healing. But the devil stayed right there because he couldn't find that faith there and it made him believe. But here comes one down across the hill. And as soon as that devil recognizes, that was a little different than the other man. Now that's the kind of man we want to be along with. Not come for a show, but come in love of our God. To know that we've been commissioned to go to the temple. This is our commission. Then we want to have the Father. I think in this word, this song was written from, composed of the word. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son, because he's fiercely vexed with the devil, that throws him in the fire and pines away and so forth. He said, I'd like to your disciples to make him healing. But I'd like, he said, I can if you will believe. stand up and say, I can and you can. What did he say? For
what you've done